Verdi's Aida, a beautiful bundle of contradictions. The first, romance versus family. Now, for many stories and opera plots, a love triangle itself would be enough. And in a typical scenario, this triangle consists of two men who love the same woman. In Aida, the configuration is reversed, and it is one man, the tenor, of course, Radames, who is the Egyptian captain of the guard, who is loved by two women. Aida, the Ethiopian prisoner, and Amneris, the Egyptian princess, the daughter of the pharaoh. And the story in Aida is propelled by the tension between this sharp, intense, romantic love that she has for this man and the strong sense of duty that she feels to her family and her country. She has to answer the question whether the love for her family and her home can trump the love she has for this man. The second contradiction, myth versus history. At the time Aida was written, Europe was fascinated with the ancient Nile civilization. There were a lot of archaeological discoveries being taken from Egypt and shipped to museums all around Europe. And the genesis of the story of Aida lay with a famous French Egyptologist who was intent on reviving ancient Egyptian life with historical accuracy. But of course, as these things go, that story that he developed went through several transformations. It was made into a French libretto by the director of the Paris Opéra Comique, and then, of course, it was translated into Italian by Verdi's librettist Ghislanzoni. Even though Verdi obviously relished setting this opera in an exotic location, the setting as described in the libretto is not terribly specific. It says ancient Egypt in the time of the pharaohs, and it seems to be a clear directive to approach this story as myth, as a timeless story of conflict between love and family, rather than taking it too strictly anthropologically or historically. And finally, in Aida, there is juxtaposition of public and private. There are few other operas that rival Aida in the way it explores the conflict between private emotion and public duty. Who can think of this opera without hearing the glorious march from the second act? But in the final analysis, there are actually more intimate scenes in this piece than there are grand public scenes. It's often called a grand opera because it has its element of spectacle, but it is also described sometimes as a chamber opera with a parade in the middle of it. Aida explores the way then, as now, public duty can intrude on private life in a tragic fashion. Our concert version of Aida takes place at the Feline Center at Wolf Trap National Park for the Performing Arts, and it invites back to the stage four alumni of the Wolf Trap Opera training program who have gone on to sing at the Met and big stages all around the world. We welcome them and the National Symphony Orchestra and the Washington Chorus as we revel in the glories of Verdi's music.